kind of transparent. Now the Cache Creek Council is trying to obtain the grazing rights for that area, so they can start with the landfill. But the components that do hold the grazing permit told them, no, we don't want to transfer the grazing permit for this landfill. So they're very supportive of the native people and non-native people in this area.
What can the listeners do to help support out, to support from having to stopping this garbage dumping on this graveyard site?
Well, I think it would be good for the listeners, the one who are very concerned about it, to be able to, like ourselves, to write to the environmental minister in Victoria, and also to possibly write to the Cache Creek Council, and also to, if they can, to be able to send us some donations. We have been using the funds out of the public services for my community, which we now have separated the involvement of the administration in this, and we have formed a landfill committee to look at to draw attention onto this matter, and also to look at any ways that any other organization can possibly help us with some funding to carry on the judicial process. And we look at it is going to affect not only the northern bands, but also the band south of Cache Creek, due to the fact that if there is leakage with this landfill, it's going to go into the Bonaparte River, from the Bonaparte River into the Thompson River, from the Thompson River into the Fraser River. It's going to be affecting all of the salmon from here down into Vancouver. And I really like to be able to thank one municipality, I guess it's down in Maple Ridge, for making a stand that they should have a review process, and they definitely don't support the landfill in Cache Creek. I think one of the main issues that we look at also too is to try to have them looking at possibly incineration process down in Vancouver.
I'm glad that you mentioned the fish habitat that will be could possibly be in jeopardy because of this landfill, because I was noticing that it seems that the government is so adamant into destroying fish habitats of Indian people, whether it's with the CN twin tracking or whether it's putting pesticides in the river or over-logging. That's really important issue that I think I'm glad that you brought that up. Is there some other things you'd like to let the listeners know about concerning this issue?
Okay, one of the main things that we didn't draw our attention on in the past was the really make it a focal point was the inclusion of this toxic material into the river channels. And as we know right to date that a lot of our salmon are contaminated with toxic material, and if this does go in, it's going to be devastating for the Thompson River and also the Fraser River. We do have our salmon, just like the Oriental people. They do have their rice. Salmon is very important to us also too, for not only for dietary purposes, but to be able to carry on what food sources that we are accustomed to. And it's definitely going to have an impact on that.
Is there a phone number and address listeners can write or phone to support the Shuswap Nation in stopping this garbage dump on your ancestral graveyard site?
Oh, definitely. We always look for people who are very concerned, just as we are, because our primary position in this is we have understanding in our own conscience that we are the caretakers of this land due to the fact that we're First Nations here. And also, just to add a note that they are trying to put it on burial grounds. These burial grounds go back into 1910 and 1914 during the flu epidemic. There's a lot of our people that were dying from that. And we have made mention to the Cache Creek Council and GVRD and also the Heritage Board to to look at that situation quite clearly. And also the overlaying factor too on it is we have never conceded our territory through war or else through surrender or else through negotiations. I have still found any documents to be able to support the provincial government's claim that any of our people have signed over any territories.
Would you like to maybe let the listeners know about the Shuswap Declaration of Sovereignty? Or the Shuswap Declaration of Cultural Declaration?
Well, the Cultural Declaration was signed by the 17 bands that do belong into Shuswap territory. As of right now, we do have 10 of the bands within the Shuswap Nation Tribal Council. And we always look to be able to have their input, and also to be able to recognize the importance of our heritage and culture, and also to be able to recognize other importances that be able to branch off of that.
I think we're going to go into a music break right now, Terry, and then we'll be back again to speak with you again on air. I think we're ready to go into a music break now, and we'll be back to speak again with Chief Terry Morgan of the Shuswap Nation Tribal Council. He's the chief of the Bonaparte Indian Reserve. We're going to go into some music by Tribal Voice, and this is a song called, it's a dedication honor song to, I think, the Butler brothers who won a very important case here in Canada. And this is a song in honor of them. It's called Trees.
Trees in the wind. Lyrics and melodies for the spirit senses. Sounds of laughter and life. Timeless things and timeless places. Do not be afraid to be strong. Do not be afraid to love. But always remember.
Terry, could you let the listeners know where they could write to or where they could phone to send donations to stop this Greater Vancouver Regional District garbage dump and low-level waste on Shuswap graveyard site?
Okay, you can. It would be greatly respected due to our financial situation now and the money that we have used to be able to protect our Aboriginal rights and also to be able to respect the rights of the people who have gone now. We still carry that in our conscience and our soul. If you do have any donations that you can possibly spare, and please send to Landfill Committee, Box 669, Cache Creek, BC.
Is there a phone number the listeners could call?
Oh, yes. It's 457-9624.
Are there any other things that we might have overlooked that you'd like to let the listeners know about?
Okay, one of the things that has been happening, there has been really a lot of media exposure on this matter, stating that they are planning to go ahead and there's no really opposition to it, etc. And I think that it really isn't that way. There is still a continued opposition over the landfill, and I guess it's pertaining onto the human rights issue also too. And it's the democratic process has definitely been misused because we weren't involved into anything collectively to be able to look at this. And I feel that's again it's a misuse of the human rights and the democratic process in Canada.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely, that's the truth. They're always misusing democracy against our people.
But just to be able to tell the other people out there on what is going on, not to believe everything that goes into the paper by GVRD and also Waste Tech or Cache Creek Council. There is opposition here, and there's going to be continued opposition to be able to rid that out of our territory. And also, we don't look at to have that in anybody's territory. I think it's Vancouver's responsibility to look at incineration process. Look after their own garbage.
Yeah, there's more feasible ways of doing things than trying to put a garbage dump in a low-level waste on a graveyard site. They could recycle the garbage or do something more reasonable, but I guess it's just an attack on our Aboriginal rights why they're doing this. I'll give you a phone number of some people that you could call, and we're going to go into a music break now. And they should be able to help you to stop this garbage dump.
Okay.
Oh, So that the life force of the land will sustain us, the indigenous people, and those that we have welcomed from other lands together. Tēnā koutou. Kei te mihi ki o koutou tūpuna, kia piri ai ki oku tūpuna. Let your ancestors be joined with mine, so that in meeting, it is just not us that meets. It's those that have gone before us that we might draw on their strength. Let our meeting not just be a meeting between us.
Okay, good morning, 1101 in Co-op Radio, and you're listening to CFRO. You're tuned to 107 on your FM dial and at a variety of cable frequencies throughout the province of British Columbia.